I'm Hunter Highwell, and welcome back to another edition of the Full Press Islanders podcast. A lot to get into on today's episode as the Islanders, they're home again to take on the Detroit Red Wings. It is a giveaway night tonight, so I'm going to be there tonight to get my Giantinelli bobblehead. Doors open at 5:30. It's a 7 o'clock game, which I found kind of weird. I know it's an ESPN game, so they made it 7 o'clock. But the thing is, why wouldn't you make tomorrow's game 7 and tonight 7:30? Because the whole point of making the weekday game 7:30 is because the traffic on the Cross Island is always so bad. And you're always getting out of work at like 5 o'clock, and then you have to get home and you have to get everybody. If you're a father or a mother, you're trying to get to this game tonight, it is going to be hell on earth. That's why you should just go to tomorrow night's game. Tonight's going to be a lot of fun if you are off and you're able to get there on time. It's going to be a great night because this might be the day. It's a long build-up to what I was trying to get to, but this might be the day. The Islanders score a third-period goal. You thought I was going to say they're going to win. No, you see, you thought I said they were going to win. I got no idea if they're going to win because this team's been playing so badly. But this is going to be the best opportunity they have to win a game. Because I said on yesterday's show that we're going to get into what Detroit's been up to lately. And Detroit, they were in Montreal last night, back-to-back games. They were in Montreal, they won in overtime yesterday. And Montreal almost won that game, but Ville Husso kept them in that game. He had about 40 saves in that game. And if you haven't seen it, go back and watch the save he made on Mike Hoffman. Ville Husso gets over and he makes this incredible save on Mike Hoffman on a one-timer. And if you know anything about Mike Hoffman, that guy has a rocket of a one-timer. I've wanted the Islanders to get him for the last 7 years. But of course, no. Why would we want a perennial 30-goal scorer? A huge talent in the NHL. Why would we want that guy? Of course not. But Detroit, they are coming off of back-to-back wins. They had a close win against San Jose at home, and then they went to Montreal and won that game in overtime. Remember, I made the comparison to Ottawa, and they're a lot like Ottawa. I like their team a little bit better than the Senators because this offseason, Steve Yzerman, with his Yzer plan, went out and he was getting all these good free agents. He wasn't just building up through the draft. Like, Ottawa really did a good job of making some trades and building up nicely through the draft. But this season, Detroit took that next step. They went out and they signed Ville Husso. They signed Andrew Kopp. Like, they started adding to all these nice pieces. And guys like Filip Zadina, they realized when Yzerman came in, he realized, hey, there a lot of these guys that are here that they're relying on to play big-time minutes, they're not working out. So why am I going to keep trying to jam a square plug in a round hole? That doesn't really make a lot of sense. So he went out and he started to slowly build this team the right way. And the players, like the young players that they have on this team too, to go in with the free agents, like Mo Sider, Lucas Raymond is another perennial goal scorer. And they went out this offseason and got Dominic Kubalik. And then they also attended to that bottom six. They were able to go out and get a guy like Oscar Sundquist, who won the cup with the Blues a couple years ago. He was like that perfect, like, second to third line center slash winger who you could pretty much put him into any position you need him to, and he's going to do the job right. And then they also added more veterans. Like, they went on and they added David Perron, who just finds a way to just consistently score 20 to 30 goals. Like, this is what I'm talking about. The Red Wings, they're taking that next step. They're closer than Ottawa is in their rebuild. That's why this game's going to be challenging for the Islanders. But they are coming off of a gritty win. They're going to be playing their backup goalie tonight. They've been kind of going back and forth with Nedeljkovic and Hellberg, and I think it's going to be Hellberg tonight because Nedeljkovic had that injury, and he's now activated, but Hellberg, he played pretty well in the one game he played against Arizona, so I think they're going to go with him tonight. I haven't checked my daily faceoff yet. If you need to know who's playing and who's not, go to Daily Faceoff, especially like if you're a fantasy hockey guy like me and you're always trying to pick up goalies or see what goalies on your roster are going to be playing, because I have four goalies on my roster. So I'm always checking Daily Faceoff because you don't want to have like Jacob Markstrom playing and then you find out that they're going with David Vladar. That absolutely sucks, especially on like a Saturday, a pivotal moment in your matchup. So the Red Wings are probably going to be starting Hellberg tonight. And not saying that the Red Wings are going to punt, but it is kind of a known thing in the NHL that when you win the first game of a back-to-back, teams don't perform the best on the second night of a back-to-back, because here's how I kind of visualize it. Like, if you've played hockey, you understand this. You're playing the second game of a back-to-back. You grinded out a huge win the night before in Montreal, and the Islanders are up 2-1 late, and they put in that third goal. how much effort are you going to put into getting that one? I'm not saying that the Red Wings are just going to quit, but it's just human nature. They might just say, hey, tonight's not our night. Tonight is not our night. And that's why the Islanders, they are playing the first game of a back-to-back, so you have to beat Detroit because Vegas is coming in tomorrow. And Detroit, they're no slouch. They're 21-18-8. They're just a point behind the Islanders, so their playoff, we're not dead yet. They're not dead yet. They still believe they can make the playoffs. So we're dogfighting with them right now. This is another team because you're not only fighting off the teams in front of you, you have to fend off the teams behind you. And they view the Islanders as a team that they could jump us tonight. That's how they're looking at this game. They're like, if we win, we jump another spot in the standings. The Islanders are going to need to find that depth scoring that they're missing. It can't just be Anders Lee and Brock Nelson over and over again. And I do think Noah Dobson is going to play tonight, which is going to be huge for them. They're going to have their original starting six defensemen back out there. So it's going to be probably Romanov playing with Dobson, Mayfield with Aho, and then PNP security with Pollock and Pelech. And that's what we really need because they're not scoring goals, but this is actually going to help them offensively. Because when they have all six defensemen in that they were supposed to, first of all, Noah Dobson is fantastic offensively, but it also allows him to be a little bit more offensively gifted when he's able to go in there and Romanov's able to stay back for him. Because Dobson's not necessarily thinking, hey, we can't give up a goal here. He's thinking, let me go make a goal. And it's going to help Pollock a lot because he's going to be able to play with Pelech and be a little bit more comfortable. And also, Aho is going to be able to chip in offensively because Aho is so gifted offensively. And if Scott can just play that defensive game, we all know he can because he's played defensively great in big moments. Think about that playoff run against Tampa. He had a huge goal in game six against Tampa, but he also was great on the penalty kill, blocking shots. He knows what he has to do. But the problem is when you feel as if you need to do more, and that's what the offense needs to understand as well. A lot of the problems that this team are having when they're giving up these late goals is because the defense feels as if they need to pinch in and they need to help out offensively. That's what really happened in that Toronto game. The reason why we kept getting caught back behind us and they had all those breakaways is because the defense kept pinching in and pinching in because when you're a defenseman and you're struggling offensively, you're thinking to yourself, we can give up as many goals as we want. If we can't score, it doesn't matter. So they're trying to get in there and get some goals. But then again, they did leave Sorokin hanging on a lot of these, and also Varlamov. And I wonder if they're going to start Varlamov. I guarantee you it's probably going to be Sorokin tonight, because Sorokin played on Monday, Varlamov played on Wednesday. So they're probably going to go Sorokin tonight, Varlamov tomorrow, because they're really thinking, their thought process is, let's get this first one and try to push to overtime tomorrow. That's what my process would be as the coach. Obviously, I'm not going to go in there and say that to the team. I'm going to tell my team, we can win every damn game we play. And good on you, Lane. Go out there and tell them. But this is a season-defining back-to-back right now. Because like we've been saying, we can say it over and over again, they've lost 10 out of their last 11 games. They're 2-8-3 since the beginning of the new year. They're probably the worst team in the NHL since the new year. They need to go out. They need to get 3 out of a possible 4 points, and it starts tonight. You have to beat Detroit. Detroit won last night. They're on a back-to-back. Go out there and beat them. This is a game you're supposed to win. The Islanders have more points this season than the Red Wings, and that's with them losing 9 out of the last 10 games. 10 of their last 11, excuse me. I'm starting to lose track of how many games they've lost. But it all can change tonight. And I promise you, on Monday, if this weekend does not go well, I'll be coming on here either ready to blow it up or saying the trade needs to happen now, because they need to go out and they need to make something happen with Tarasenko, something like that, Timo Meier. A couple of those guys would completely change the outlook of this team, but they need something. But they have to sell the ownership and Lou that they can go for it. But winning these games will be huge. Because remember what I said yesterday, what worst case scenario is? Worst case scenario yesterday was a Sabres win, and then also Washington and Pittsburgh going to overtime with Washington winning. Well, wouldn't you know what the hell happened yesterday? Buffalo destroyed Winnipeg, and Washington won in a shootout against Pittsburgh. So literally, the exact opposite of what we needed to happen happened yesterday. So things are not looking good, but you can make it up. Just forget about everything that happened in the last week. Forget about everything that happened in the last 2 weeks, the last month, whatever you want to say, whatever time period you want to give, forget about it. It starts tonight. The comeback begins now. Go out there, beat Detroit, because if you put up a couple of goals, you have Sorokin in net, and you have your defensive core back. Go out there, win this game tonight. We better see contributions from Bevilier. We better see contributions from Bailey. They can no longer be passengers, because that's what they are. Me and my friends have a saying whenever we play hockey, no passengers. You can't be passengers. You can't just be along for the ride. You have to be part of steering the bus to success. You can't just be on the bus if you want the bus to go where you need it to go. Everybody has to pitch in. And that's what they were always so good at over the last couple of years. And they've gone away from that. Fix it. Become what you were, Islanders. Become what you were. A team that never took a shift off. A team that never gave up. A team that gave 150% effort every single shift. No more of this, we gave up a goal, I'm down now, I don't know what's going to happen, we're probably going to lose. You have to get a win to get the spirits back up, because right now this team is dead. This team looks dead. Go out there, win a game, do it for John Tinelli night. If you're not going to do it for yourselves in the standings, do it for John Tinelli night. Do it for the alumni. It's the 50th year anniversary of this organization, and they're celebrating it again tonight. Go out there and put on a show for the alumni. Do it for them, at least, if you're not going to do it for yourselves. Hopefully, when I talk to you on Monday, they win both of these games on the weekend. I don't believe that's going to happen. But hopefully, when I'm talking to you on Monday, we're talking with smiles on our face. Because that means they won both games. And the Islanders are looking better, better. But until this weekend, if you're going to the game, have a great time. If not, enjoy the hockey. Enjoy Championship Sunday for the NFL. This weekend, this is the best weekend in all of sports right here. One of the best, I should say, because there's a lot of weekends that you say, this is the best weekend in sports. One of the best, because you have all the NHL going on, college basketball, Championship Sunday. There's so many things to look forward to this weekend. Just all you have to do, be safe, have a great weekend, and hopefully when I talk to you Monday, the Islanders are sitting nice and pretty with back-to-back dubs in their pocket. But until then, this is Hunter Highwell with another edition of the Full Press Islanders Podcast.